So I'm calling this series Receiving from God. How many of you know? Again, profuse favor 2024. Everybody say, I have profuse favor in 2024. It's always been available. The Lord's just emphasizing it, right? Favor's always been yours. You have favor with God and favor with man. And man, are we getting some testimonies? You ought to get you one. Why wouldn't the Lord give it to me? Well, you will if you believe. And it's going to happen. And that's what we're talking about. And so, you know, it's important, this hearing thing. And Romans 10, 17, you all know that. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. And that the last part of that is Rhema Christos. Now, one of the things I want you to go for, everybody pay attention to me right now. As I talk about the difference between logos and rhema, I want you to understand, without a logos, without the written word of God, what we call the Bible, it's better, I just like to call it the word of God. The word of God here, this was written to us by the Holy Spirit, moved on holy men of old and wrote this, and this is God's word to us. This is alive, it's double-edged, it's active, it'll do what it's accomplished to do. If we don't have this or the loin belt of truth, then we don't have anything. This has to be esteemed. We esteem it, right? This is God speaking to us. And yet, if the logos does not become a rhema to you, a rhema is a spoken word, but I also think it's more accurately a quickened word. It is a spoken word, but first, in order for it to really be faith-filled, it has to be quickened. It has to be made alive. So the logos has to become a rhema in order for you to operate in faith. And some people, understand what I'm about to say, the logos, they hear the word of God preached, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by a rhema Christos. And how can they hear except a preacher, a teacher? You need to study the word for yourself. You need to read the word for yourself, but you're never going to be able to do without a preacher or a teacher. That's the way God designed it. Amen. That's the way God designed it. And so you need to hear the anointed word of God spoken, because hopefully he's given men and women a seasonal word for you. And when you get a seasonal word, it's a Holy Ghost word, and it becomes a rhema to you. And it's alive to you. Now, this word, the logos, must be quickened in order for you to receive it. So faith comes by hearing a rhema Christos, a spoken, a quickened, anointed word of God. And so let's look at Proverbs chapter 4. So Jesus, remember, he said this. I guess I'm reviewing more than I thought. He said, be careful what you hear. And he also said, be careful how you hear it. Today, it's not just be careful what you hear in church. Be careful what you hear, period. Be careful what you see, period. Jesus said, be careful what you hear, be careful how you hear it. So even when you hear the word, you got to be careful how you're hearing it. And so this hearing is so very important. So remember the woman with the issue of blood. I keep going to my notes and keep going on. The woman with the issue of blood. Remember the woman with the issue of blood. Everybody likes to stop and talk about she touched him and virtue went out. How many of that's good? How many know the Lord still has virtue? And you can touch him too. Well, where is he? Well, he's real close. He lives in you. So you can touch him by faith just like she did. He doesn't have to physically be here. The Holy Ghost is here, and the Spirit of God lives in you. You can still touch him. Did I lose anybody? You can still touch him. Well, we always want God to touch us, but he still, touch us, Lord, but you got to touch him first. And when you touch him, touch me, Lord. He will, but if you want something from him, you got to touch him. You got to get a hold of him. And how did this all happen? Because remember, everybody was touching him, but they were touching him trying. Right? Has he got anything in him? And most of them went away, not that Cody doesn't have something in him. Most of them went away disappointed. But one woman, what made this one woman different? She heard. Everybody starts with she said, but she can't say till she heard. She heard. What'd she hear? Well, she heard something specific. Because what she heard turned into faith, and it's what she did. She must have heard that if you touch him, that power goes out of him, because that's where her faith rested on. Her faith wasn't just if you can have hands laid. Her faith was on if I can just touch him. Why? She must have heard somebody told her, I just touched him, or I saw people touched him and he got healed. And she believed that because she heard that. After she had heard of Jesus, the Bible says, then she began to say, if I can but touch him. And then he happened to be walking by, so she forced her way through the crowd, and she touched. You know, a lot of people say she crawled. I don't know if she crawled or what she did. The hem is usually at the bottom, so I don't know. But I know she got it. And then I love this. She was just sneaking away. She got a stealth healing. She didn't want to testify in no line or nothing. She got what she came for and she was leaving because Jesus did what? Who touched me? And he wasn't leaving until he figured out because he wanted to meet somebody who had some faith. Come on, he got tired of everybody grabbing a hold of him trying to get something and nobody got nothing. I'll just fix some problems right here. Just because the presence of God is here, just because other people fall out of the power, just because you can feel the Holy Ghost doodads in the air, you can walk away with nothing. You have to receive. Even if you fall out under the power when someone lays hands on you, you still got to receive. That just means you yielded. But you still got to mix your faith with it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So she touched him. Why? Because she heard something. Then she said something. Then she did something. Then she got something. So it starts with the hearing. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, attend to my words, incline your ears unto my saying. Now, all this is good, but if I start going through all this, we're never going to get to my message today. My son, attend. So I got to do what? I got to attend to what? The logos, the written word of God. I've got to incline my ears to his saying. Now, I want to stop right there, and that says ears, and a lot of times, as I build on this a little bit, understand this, it's not just your physical ears. It's not enough just to hear mentally and give mental assent. Yes, you need knowledge, but if it's going to turn into faith and action, it's got to get into your heart, into the center of you, and it's got to be real to you. Now, that doesn't always come the first time. So, yes, I believe in hearing and hearing. But if this is going to work for you, the logos has to be heard and heard until it becomes quickened, made alive. Let's go on. Matthew chapter 13. Well, Pastor Mark, hearing's not enough. Not if you're just going to do it mental. Am I in the right church? Well, you're all thinking, that's okay. Not if it's just mental. Not just if it becomes head knowledge. Faith is of the heart. It has to be quickened. The logos is the most important thing, the written word of God. But until it becomes a rhema, a quickened word to you, you're really not going to do much talking or acting in faith. You might do a lot of copying. You might do a lot of polyparroting. But it's not going to be real to you. Can it be real to you? Oh, absolutely. Come on, salvation became real to you. And it wasn't automatic. But Jesus has done everything he's done about your born again part of salvation. But you had to do what? You had to hear it. Then you believed it. It was quickened to you. The Holy Ghost quickened it to you. I got good news. The Holy Ghost, the teacher, is still the quickener today. And he'll quicken every part of the word of God to you and me. Ooh, shit. Hallelujah. Woo, I felt that. Wow. Therefore speak I unto them. Did I tell you what verse? Matthew 13:13. I'm ready to go. Therefore speak I unto them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. So when Jesus was talking to some folks, they saw, they heard, but they didn't get it. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing you shall hear, and you shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, and you won't perceive. Where is perception? It's done in the heart. So these people were hearing and seeing, but they weren't getting it. For this, why? Because this, verse 15, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull. But your heart is not wax gross. You don't have a gross heart. You got a good heart. And your ears are not dull. Everybody say, my ears are sharp. Not dull. Your eyes aren't closed. Lest any time they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart. So there is a hearing that brings understanding in the heart, not just in the mind or in the mental realm. And then what happens? And then you're converted. That's what happened when you got born again. You heard, and some of you may have heard and heard and heard, but one time it dawned on you. It became real to you, and you're like, I got to get saved. I got to get this sin off of me. I want to go to heaven. I want to reject sin. I don't want to live there anymore. You believed it, and then you heard it, but you heard it. You had ears that really heard this time. And you believed it. And then what happened? You were converted, or you got the answer. And he said that I should heal them, all right? Let's keep going. James chapter 1. Come on, this is a famous one. James. Who's James? James. Jaime. No, James 1:22. James 1:22. But be doers of the word. Y'all know this one. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. Right? So this, listen to me, not deceiving your own selves. And let's pick in verse 25 with it. But whoever looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues there, and you got to continue, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Can you plop that up in the Amplified Classic for me? James 1:25, it's not my notes. But can you do that for me? James 1:25, Amplified Classic. But he looks carefully into the faultless law, the law of liberty, and is faithful to and perseveres in looking into it, being not a heedless listener who forgets, but an active doer which obeys. He shall be blessed in his doing, his life of obedience. And so, when we hear the word, how do I know you? You and I hear the word, how do we know we got it? It's not a hard question. How do you know when you got it? When some people will say, when you say it. No, it's when you do it. Saying is doing. No, it's not. Saying is saying, doing is doing. Right? How do you know you got it? Well, if you don't do it, then what are you? What am I? What am I? If I don't do it, I'm a forgetful hearer. Because it's looking at, if I'm looking into the mirror, listen to me, if I gave JC a mirror and I said, and then I took the mirror and I said, JC, describe yourself to me. Now, if he had a whole lot of problems, I'd be really concerned about him. If you can't describe how you look, I know you can't describe how nobody else looks. Well, they're about, I don't know what they look like. You can sometimes, you know, but how many of you know when you look into the law of liberty, you ought to walk away knowing who you are. And how I know that is because you do what you saw. You do what you heard. You saw yourself a certain way. And so you begin, I am righteous. So you start acting righteous. I am healed. So I start acting healed. I am holy. So I start acting holy. I am free. So I start acting free. Because I saw it. But I didn't just, so I saw it and I heard it. And when I heard it, I began to do it. So many times today, we've got hearers and hearers and hearers and hearers, and they think they've got all this faith, but they really don't have faith. They have DOA faith. Dead on arrival faith. Why? Because they're not doing it. And then it puts you in a bad place because then the Bible says that you deceive yourself. Why is that? What is this? And I'm talking about me too. Y'all don't look so sad on a Sunday morning. I mean, I'm trying to help you get some things. Because if you've heard this and you don't do this and do this, then you're a forgetful hearer and your faith is dead on arrival. You've got a lot of head knowledge, but your heart is the one that causes you to believe and receive from God. So if I really heard it, then I begin to do it. And if I don't do it, I'm forgetful hearer. And what do I got to do? That means I got to go back and hear it again. But this time I'm not going to hear it with just these ears where my earrings are and my glasses hang over. I'm going to hear it in my heart. And I'm going to purpose on my heart. I'm going to purpose to hear it in my heart. And when I get it in my heart, then I'm going to be able to activate it and do it. Because if I just hear it in my mind and I try to do it, it's like a religion. It's out of works. I'm trying to copy somebody. I'm trying to imitate somebody, and it worked for them. Why don't it work for me? Because you don't believe it. You're just trying to do what you saw somebody else do. You're a polyparrot. You're an echo. You're saying what somebody else said, but it's got to become real to you. Yes, you've got to confess the word. Yes, you've got to speak it out of your mouth, but as it goes back in, you got to believe something. You got to trust in God. You got to know that his word never fails. And when you do that, then you'll begin to act on your faith for real. And you won't be a forgetful hearer. You'll be a doer. We'll be doers. I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm just learning some things on my own about me. I got to do it. I got to do it. I got to keep doing it. It's not what I did yesterday. It's not what I heard yesterday. It's what I'm hearing today. It's what I'm doing today. Amen. Everyone say, I'm not a forgetful hearer. I'm going to do it, right? Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Amen. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 4. Children of Israel, first group scheduled to go in. Did God deliver them out of Egypt? Silver and gold, none sick or feeble among them. Come on, did they see the first aquarium? Did they walk over on dry ground? Did they watch the Egyptians get drowned? Come on, they even sang a song about it. Made a t-shirt, horse and the rider thrown into the sea, right? Became a late, great 70s charismatic song. Hallelujah. Do y'all remember singing that? When I started coming to the church, I'm like, why are we singing about a horse and a rider thrown into the sea? Anyway, I was like, what is up with that? And so I never understood. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. So here's this first group. It says, for unto us was the gospel preached. How does faith come? Comes by hearing the word. As well as unto them. So the gospel, so to speak, the good news was preached unto them. God told them through Moses. God told them what was theirs. You're going to live in houses you didn't build. You're going to eat out of vineyards you didn't plant. It's a good land. This is your inheritance. I'm going to give it to you. So it was preached to them. Listen, but the word preached did not profit them. The word heard did not profit them. It's not enough to hear. It's not enough to hear. Yeah, it is. Faith comes by hearing. Not with your mind, it doesn't. Not being in the room, it does. I'm glad you're in this room today. But I want you more than in this room. I want you walking in profuse favor. I want you walking in all that your salvation is. And let's quit playing around. It's not enough to be in the room. It's not enough to hear with your ears and your mind. Hearing did not profit the first group, although it was the will of God. Salvation is the will of God for you. Physical healing is the will of God for you. Prosperity is the will of God for you. Peace is the will of God for you. To do well is the will of God for you. To be protected is the will of God for you. Everything that salvation is the will of God for you. And God wants you to have it. And he's not withholding any good thing from you. And his hand is open. And you believe. And you believe somewhat or you wouldn't be in this room this morning. But let's go ahead and get everything. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's go to Dairy Queen and get the full meal deal. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. People say, y'all say that all the time. There's one on County Road. I never go there anymore. This is my childhood. The full meal deal. It didn't profit them. They heard it. It was the will of God. People would argue with that and say, well, it must not have been because they didn't get it. It was the will of God. There, it wasn't on God's end. It was on their end. Why? Because the Bible says they're unbelief. Why were they in unbelief? Because the gospel was preached to them. What is gospel? Well, Jesus, what? No, gospel is just good news. The good news is there's houses for you. There's lands for you. There's vineyards for you. Right? but it did not profit them. Why? They didn't mix faith with what they heard. So every time you hear something, what do you got to do? You got to on purpose mix faith with it. Well, I've heard that 1,000 times. Well, mix faith with it 1,000 times. And if you really do have heard something 1,000 times and it really works, you still be excited about it. Amen? You really got it. Amen? All right. So how do we hear? What needs to go on besides just hearing? So I want you to turn to John 16. Now, I want to remind you again, as we get into this, the Logos, the written word of God, is to be esteemed. It is God talking to you. It is God talking to me. I don't like it when people wrest the scriptures, meaning they believe something and they go to the Bible and try to pluck something out of its place to get what they believe. That's not how you get your beliefs. You go to the Bible first and it forms your beliefs. You don't have a belief and go try to find it. Well, I just believe. Anyone starts with "I just believe," they scare me. Because really, it ought to be the scripture says, the word of God says, not just "you believe." That means you pulled it out. You got some off of a bazooka. You remember those bazooka bubble gums, you know, the little thriller appers you got? You got some, and you got it from there, or out of the Cracker Jack box. You got it from what he said and she said. And you got it from an old song full of doubt and unbelief when you were, you know, whatever you were singing, and you mix it all together and you got a belief. You know, Brother Keith Moore, he's really one of my favorite preachers. He was talking about one time he was preaching something, and a woman came up to him, and she said, talking about really what he was preaching, and he said, and she said to him, "That's not true." And he's like, "What's not true? What scripture basically I gave you wasn't true?" She said, "Well, I just believe it's like the old song says." And then she quoted him some old unbelieving hymn, and he said, "I just gave you scripture, and you gave me a hymn that was full of unbelief." And she said, "Well, I just believe what the old song says." So she walked away just believing what the old song said. Well, that's not you. Maybe it's not the old song said, but it's something Mamaw said or Auntie said or some preacher who was spouting off a bunch of doubt and unbelief. You got to know for yourself. Come on, you and I got to know for ourselves. Hallelujah. So how do we know? John 16, 13. Again, the Logos is the most important. It's the written word of God, but from a Logos should come a Rhema. "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth." How do I get this Rhema? Well, you're not going to do it except by the help of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. Does he live in you? He's the Parakletos. He's your helper. He's your teacher. He's your advocate. He's your intercessor. He's your standby. That's a sevenfold meaning of what he does. But I want you to see him. The Holy Ghost is your helper. He's your guide. He's your teacher. So the Holy Spirit is the one who should guide you through a sermon. I love this when it happens. Someone will come up to me and say, "Pastor Mark, I really got blessed when you said thus and so." And I was like, "You know, that's really good and that's scriptural, but I didn't say thus and so. You must have heard thus and so." What does that mean? The Holy Ghost, because I believe for this. I believe the Holy Ghost takes what I'm saying from the Word of God and divides it severally among you. In other words, it hits you where you're at. Because the Word of God, the Holy Ghost is the best teacher in the world. I can teach someone who's been born again last week, and I can teach somebody who's been in the ministry or been around for 70 years. Because it's the Holy Ghost doing the great teaching. I trust him. And he's the one who guides you into all truth. So everyone say this: Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
guide me into all truth from the written word of God. And so as he's guiding you through the whole truth, as you are studying, as you are reading scripture, as you are hearing scripture, then he is, the Holy Ghost, is the quickener. He's the one who makes it alive. But you got to work with him. You got to believe that he will make it, he will do some things. So let's look at this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Have you ever in your travels amongst the religious heard, "Well, God's ways are beyond finding out. His ways." Not trying to make fun. I'm just trying to make some of y'all remember. right? His ways are higher. You can't figure him out. And then they'll say something like, well, you know, you can't figure him out, but the will of the Lord be done. They don't even know what the will of the Lord is, and yet there's, and it's true, the will of the Lord be done, but let's see what the Bible has to say. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, but it is written, this is Old Covenant, eye has not seen, and ear heard. How many know they weren't in the Old Covenant because they weren't born again? They weren't seeing everything. They just heard from a prophet. They saw a king rule, right? They saw a priest minister to the Lord and the people, and every once in a while a special anointing come on someone. They weren't blessed like we are. Everyone in this room has their own relationship with God. Everyone in this room can hear from God. Everyone in this room ought to be talking to God. Eyes not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered in the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. And you can't stop there. Verse 10, but God. Everybody say, but God. Pastor Rhonda loves but God. Everybody say, but God. But God has done what? Revealed. So you need revelation. Don't that know if that's just me excited or I'm about ready to give a tongue interpretation. Wow. The Holy Ghost is the revealer. Where would we be? Man, y'all, we're so blessed to have the Holy Ghost on the inside of us who reveals, takes what is God the Father's, what Jesus the Son has done, and reveals it, floods it with light so we can see it, so that we can walk in it, so that we can do it. But God has revealed it. It's revealed. We don't ever have to walk around, I don't know, I don't understand. God reveals it. Now, it all may not be revealed instantly to you, but as you walk with him, revelation is progressive. But you need revelation. Another, but you didn't get born again until you received revealed, and you weren't even, the Spirit of God wasn't in you yet, and yet it was enough, the Holy Ghost on the outside working on the inside was enough that he revealed himself to you. The Holy Ghost revealed Jesus to you, and you weren't even born again. And the greatest miracle of all, you got born again because on the outside, the Holy Ghost was working with you. Now the Holy Ghost lives on the inside. The same one who showed you Jesus will show you everything you need to know about the Word of God so that you can walk in it. Hallelujah. But God has revealed to them by the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things. Yeah, even the deep things of God. Come on, you know, I don't have to stay in the shallow end of the pool. Amen. We can know the foundational doctrines, and then we can grow from there. Amen. We can walk in the deep things of God by the revealer, by the Holy Ghost. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by a rhema Christos. In other words, the Holy Ghost takes the logos of the Word of God, and while you're reading it, while you're hearing it, it becomes a rhema to you. It becomes a quickened word to you. It becomes alive to you. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. Hallelujah. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation. And revelation. Everybody say, I receive a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So you need, the Holy Ghost is going to give you wisdom. Wisdom is to know what to do in a circumstance, in a situation. And revelation, it's going to be revealed to me. I'm going to have the knowledge and the understanding of how to apply this word to my life. Verse 18, what? What is 18? It says the eyes of your understanding would be flooded with light. So when you hear the Word of God, when you read the Word of God, when you meditate the Word of God, when you're doing those things, you need to mix faith with that you're hearing from God. As you say it out of your own mouth, as you hear a minister say it, as you read it, as you see it, that I pray that I'm mixing my faith with what I'm hearing, that the revelation knowledge would come of this, and that my eyes of my understanding would be flooded with light. Why? So that I may know. So that I may really know. I said this to you all the time. Man, when you're reading something or you're hearing something, and then your best friend or your spouse or somebody, you know, you want to talk to them about what you got, and you go to explain it, and they're like, it's kind of happened when Pastor Rhonda was writing her book, her latest book. She'd be in there writing it, and then she'd pop into the living room wherever I was, and she'd begin to, oh, yeah, and I'm like, uh-huh. She's like, nah, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's so excited. I'm like, yeah. And yet some of it, when I heard her preach it, I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right. It changed me. It really did. Same thing for you. Don't skip this part. If you skip it, we're going to have a bunch of frustrated word of faithers. You believe it on paper, but it's not working. And it's not on God's end. And it's not because confession doesn't work. It's not because doing doesn't work. But if you skip this most simple, basic part, you're trying to operate on somebody else's faith, somebody else's revelation, what somebody else did, and it's not going to work for you. You have to know. But it's not hard to know. It's not hard to know. The Holy Ghost is the teacher. And you could know at 3 a.m. or 7 a.m. or at noontime or at 4. Whenever you have time, he's always awake. He's always on go. He's always ready to teach. Sometimes I don't feel like teaching, but he's really always ready to teach, always ready to show. Why? So that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Amen. Amen. Now listen, we got to hurry up. This is what I know. 3 different places in the scripture. The Bible says the just shall live by what? Come on, y'all know that. The just shall do what? Have faith projects? No. Have faith on Sunday mornings at 9? No. So I go to work by faith. I engineer by faith. Right? I drive in traffic home by faith. Right? I clean the house by faith. Right? I cook dinner by faith. I raise my children by faith. Everything I do, by faith. I watch my basketball team by faith. Hallelujah. No, whatever. Hallelujah. But I live by faith. Now listen to me. If I live by faith, that means it starts with, I got to hear by faith. Faith is not yesterday. God is now. Now, faith is. So that means I'm going to have to constantly hear. Well, I already heard it. Did you? It needs to be fresh. So you got to constantly be hearing. And if you're going through something, hear on that. If you need healing for your body, hear on that. And listen, I want to get somewhere. I need to get somewhere, and then we'll pick up. So the just shall live by faith. So I'm telling you, the just shall hear by faith. Let's look at Matthew 4:4, Amplified Classic. Yeah, I'm not going to get everywhere I want to get, but we'll get here. But he replied, remember, this is at the temptation of Christ. The devil came and said, you know, remember Jesus has been fasting 40 days. And he's like, if you're the Son of God, you know, turn this stone into bread. How many know Jesus could have turned that stone into bread? He hadn't done anything yet, but he was about, so I don't even know if the devil kind of knew this stuff already a little bit, because Jesus was going to multiply the bread and the fish. He was going to turn water into wine. This was not out of the scope of his current faith level. This is not out of the scope of his current faith level. You and I may not be there, but Jesus was already there. So, well, of course he was. He was the Son of God. Yeah, but he laid aside his deity, and he's operating as a man anointed by the Holy Ghost. And his current faith level, he could have done this. And his body would have wanted, you know, like I say, you know, I'd like to have a contest someday between Texas Roadhouse rolls and Logan's rolls and, you know, see which one really is the best, you know. But how many know Jesus was hungry? But then he answered, it is written. Everybody say, it is written. You can't say what is written if you don't know what is written. Man shall not. And Jesus is going just off the Pentateuch. He's going off of just things that have already been written. The Psalms, they're written by God. They're the Logos. And how many of the Logos is always the Logos. You don't ever throw away, the old covenant stuff. It's still the written word of God. It may not exactly apply to you and I, but it's still the written word of God. It's holy. He replied, come on, if it worked for Jesus, it's the written word of God. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Now that word there, every word is rhema. It's not logos. Every quickened word. If you're really going to live by faith, you got to live by quickened words. Now I'm not minimizing, I keep saying this, because I don't want anybody walking out of here saying, Pastor Mark said the logos is not important. I am not saying that. The logos is the most important because you can't get a rhema without it. You can't. It's impossible. But you got to have a rhema. In other words, the word of God has to be quickened to you if you're going to walk in it. Jesus said, if you're going to live by faith, if you're going to live this life, you're going to have some rhema words. I don't know if you got it. Yeah, I know that, Pastor Mark. But are you living by the quickened word? Are you living by really what you know? Or are you living by what you have heard? Are you living by what somebody has told you? Is it just in your mental realm, or is it really real to you and alive to you? But by it, so everybody say, I'm going to live by the quickened word of God. You know, and really, real quick, Deuteronomy 8:3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee in the manna. He's talking about the children of Israel, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make it known unto thee that man does not live by bread alone. This is where Jesus got this. But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Listen to me. Even back in Deuteronomy, this is the way God always did it. This is not a new thing. And Jesus got this from the written word. They didn't have it personally like you and I do, but until a prophet spoke it forth, until it was inspired and written down, but they had to do it. And if they didn't do it, they weren't mixing faith with it. Listen, they had to mix faith with it in the old covenant. God has not changed. He's always been a faith God. He's always required people to hearken to what he says. And that's not just listen, that's to listen and then to do. Come on, I don't want to be a forgetful hearer. I want to be a doer. And how do I do it? It's got to be real to me. Amen.